League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
It's Harry Pinero, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Yeah, you know the faces. Don't just can you introduce us as a unit? Like a lot of don't say you. I'm here, and then my co-host.
Okay, but
basically, when we film, we're married. Basically,
no, we're not. No, we're not. No, because you got a ring, and I got one. But yeah, you know my co-host.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Mike, guys. My name's Darkest. No man, just Darkest.
Take care. Okay, shut up. All right, I'll be honest. Yeah. So this episode here, we call this a juggernaut one. Mm-hmm. All right. Now this was supposed to happen weeks ago, mm-hmm. but somebody didn't look at their messages. Mm-hmm. You, shout out to you, brother. This person here, how can I explain him? Large head.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I mean, he has good intentions as well.
No, you can see
he's
them.
He's got a great heart.
He does conceal them.
Yes.
One of the nicest people I've ever met, a juggernaut.
Yeah.
He started this.
He's a jack of all trades.
No, he is. He can sing, he can rap, he can box.
I mean, from the pen to the ring, to the music, to the
To the ring, to the scene. Yeah. Oh, you know already.
Yeah, that was my
It's KSI, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, what an intro. Jesus.
My brother, how are you, man?
I'm good, you're I'm quiet. Good, man. How are you?
No, but you know one thing, JJ, he can take banner.
No, one of my favorite things about him.
Yeah.
Generally.
But before we start, though,
I just want to thank you for helping out the less fortunate today.
You lot are doing all right, man.
No, our family's back in Sierra Leone and Somaliland.
This is going on my CV. This is going before my name. It goes, hey, podcast with KSI.
Yeah.
My name's Ahmed.
Yeah.
That's going before my name.
Just want to say thank you, but also I want to say to Darkest.
What, man?
Obviously, it's very hot right now, and I want to actually show you what I've bought. All right, I've spent my money and I've bought a fan
for yourself.
for us. I just want to say a huge thank you to Revolut.
Thank you
for sponsoring this video. Get yourself a £20 and spend it on a fan like me or anything else you want. All you got to do is sign up to Revolut using our link, or you can scan the QR code right here. Then use your card, make a transaction, and a £20 is yours. Easy.
Simple. Let's see your card again. You got the gold on it.
Yeah, gold infinite.
Okay, I got black. Black's better than gold.
No, that's it. Now you can get one of these by signing up to Revolut Metal. You get a sleek reinforced steel card with 5 colors to choose from. And there are so many benefits that you get by signing up with Revolut Metal.
With Revolut Metal, you can get perks and subscriptions from NordVPN, Uber One, and Headspace, and more! And if you pay for any trips with Revolut Metal, you can get travel insurance for delayed flights, lost luggage, and medical emergencies.
Oh, that's good.
They just look after you.
No, that's look after. So we're heading to the US soon.
Yes,
and we know
are.
Revolut will make spending money so stress-free.
It will.
Now, you can exchange money in the app with a great exchange rate, or you can just tap using your card and use your usual currency. Then Revolut automatically converts it. You can exchange unlimited amounts of money depending on your plan.
One of the best features for me is Rev Points. You can earn Rev Points on your daily spending habits and redeem those points on things like airline miles, hotel bookings, experiences, and gift cards.
And it's nice to get something extra for something you already do.
Come on, man. So yeah, guys, there it is. You don't want to miss out. Click the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen to sign up to Revolut. Use your card and £20 is yours. Simple, easy, straightforward. Can we get back into the video, please?
Yes, we can. All right, cool. So I want to say something to you. You're bored.
Yes.
All right. I just want to see how JJ would look bored. So Lara, if you don't mind, let's have a look at JJ.
Nah.
Okay, man.
Bro, this is...
Oh, wait, hold on. Just give me, just give me a second.
First, can we pause it for a second?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bro.
No. Let's start at the beginning of it, please. 1 second. All right, yeah. So keep going.
That's a good looking brother.
Keep going.
Do you know what I mean?
That one there.
No,
you
that
see
one.
That one there? That's a French player, 2002.
French player.
Okay, now just looking at M Bold. And as the president,
as
the president of the Bold community, brother, I just want to look you in the eye, man to man, and tell you don't.
Yeah.
I don't think you should. Yeah. No, to be fair, you got more of a beard now than you did then.
Yeah.
But grow that shit out.
Well, I mean, I feel like having no beard and no hair is just dead.
You're a
walking like, 2p coin.
I can't, this is as good as it gets, but I'm 32 and yeah.
You're 32?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
That's not old. That's not old.
No, how are you older than me?
No, okay, brother, come on, man. Let's be real.
Okay, I'm the one.
Wait, how old are you?
Shh.
What?
No, just let it be open. Just be open with it.
It's no, it's fine.
All right.
But people can find out.
All right, no. Promise me no one's going to laugh.
Never.
Calm.
I'm 34.
Times. Come on, tell me the road.
I'm 34.
No, what's wrong with that?
Thanks, bro. Okay, look.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's because you're 5 minutes behind
him.
It's because you're 5 minutes behind
him. You're as young as you feel, innit?
Yeah. That's how I feel.
And how young do you feel?
I still feel like I'm 21, man.
Hey, you know what's so funny? Off camera, they said he can't do this. But yeah, you know what? We had Toby on the podcast.
Off camera, he said he can't
No, he said he couldn't do it.
No, but I should
call him. No. That's that finger. You can get arrested for that.
No.
That's unintentional.
No, arthritis at 32. Arthritis at 32. It's crazy.
But, you know, just aside, we had Toby on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we explained, literally was singing your praises about the first time we met you, how amazing you are and how humble you are, right?
Oh, thank you, man.
And I remember the first time I met you and you treated me as if we'd known each other for years. Now, I don't know if it was a black thing because it was only me and a few others that he looked at me and said, "I've got you, brother."
Yeah. Nah, no way I said it like that.
He never. But no, that experience that I've had is incredible. But you hear that a lot, right?
Yeah.
How difficult do you find it? Or have you had to remain yourself being as a superstar, but then also always remaining humble with people?
I mean, I feel like it's quite easy because I get to be myself. It's quite natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had a strict but good upbringing.
Yeah.
And I always know like to treat everyone with respect, you know, no matter who they are, whether you're a cleaner or a CEO, you know, full of money, whatever, like I treat everyone the same because that's just how it should be. And, you know, I hate when people treat people who aren't, for them, they would see as not on their level.
Mm-hmm.
They'll treat them like shit because it's not fair. But like, for me, I've always just, you know,
wanted to treat everyone with the utmost respect. And, you know, I, like, whether you're a fan or whoever, like, I always try to, you know, give you some time whenever I can, if possible. But, yeah, it's...
No, but you know, but I feel like you, you're too nice. Do you get what I mean?
No, so, but
like,
I'm not, though.
No, because, you know, considering the position that you're in right
now,
obviously, when you meet people like who, like for example, your fans, your supporters,
yeah,
I feel like when you meet them and you're having an interaction with them, maybe some people might be looking for a little bit of arrogance so they can go home and have a story to tell their friends. I asked him a question, he just said no. Who does he think he is? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then that's just you being yourself.
You get what I mean?
So, do you ever find yourself having to, you know, be more humble? Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
let me try to force the niceness. I can tell, like, online, people have always been looking for something to go against me for. So like the whole Lunchley situation, people were like, finally, we can use this against him. Because like, you know, people meet me in real life and they go, oh, there's not a bad bone in him. Like he's just so normal. And if anything, I'm quite boring when I'm not on camera. Whereas, you know, like, with the whole Lunchley thing, they were like, oh, finally, he's going in on Dan TDM. We can go against him and we can just clown him and go in. But like, you know, I don't take myself seriously. Like, I'm me, I'm happy with my life. I've done very well for myself. And, you know, I'm a guy that just keeps going. I just keep working, I keep producing. And like, with me right now, especially with just the mode I'm in, I'm just creating content all the time. Like, I want to just make good YouTube videos. Like, I don't care if I'm making a loss financially or if the views aren't like crazy high. Like, for me, I just enjoy doing it. And, you know, that's kind of like why I want to go back to the root of me just enjoying what I want to do. So,
definitely.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like, you know, going back online, a lot of people have been for years looking for little things to go in on.
It might be even
a thing. You've done well to just be yourself, and yourself has allowed you to have what you have. So I don't I think that's just the game that we're in.
Right? No, of course. People bring you up and then want to crush you.
Yeah.
And just bring you up again and crush you again. It's a dark world.
But generally, bro, I applaud your character just in general.
Yeah.
Just for my own interactions.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Can you get out? Just like, if you could come out of there, if you just let, look, right now you're there. I think you're gonna make him cough. Just come out there.
I'm joking. I can't show love anymore.
I think what's also like good with me is that I'm happy to just try new things.
Yeah.
I'm happy to just like, you know, hop on this podcast or hop on someone else's podcast that people wouldn't expect, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's as opposed to me just being like, oh, I'm going to just stay in my own lane and just stay with people I'm comfortable with and never branch out. And I think a lot of people respect that because, you know, they're like, oh, he's happy to be out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, even people ask me hard questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Yeah.
And like, people want to go in on me and I'm like, yeah, cool, let's have it out, et cetera. So, you know, I'm not a guy who shies away from things. I'm there like, all right, cool. If you got a problem with me, let's hash it out.
Yeah. So, speaking about comfort zone, I had the pleasure of obviously hosting your doc that you did with Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
Amazing, by the way.
No, thank you.
I'm not going to lie. You know, like, for the first time, I had to
because
it was the first time that I've seen him mad vulnerable.
Yeah.
And there was obviously scenes with, you know, you and your pops and
seeing
everything. And I think that made me look at you differently.
Oh, right.
Because
obviously
you have a view of someone, and even you, for example, like, I've never seen you emotional until, you know,
you've got a family thing to do with it.
Family. It's like seeing that aspect was incredible. But was that difficult for you? Because everyone knows you for humor and having a good time and everything else. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was difficult. Obviously, like, you know, I think it's good to show the human side of things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all human. We're all the same. You know, whether people believe it or not, you know, people cry, people have bad times. You know, things aren't always just easy and simple. And I think it was good for me to show that. But yeah, it was definitely hard. Like, you know, having a hard conversation with my parents, my dad especially, and just like us having that connection or lack of connection and trying to rebuild it. And, you know, obviously, you know, as with that African background, having to deal with that growing up and then figure it out on the fly, because, you know, there isn't like a blueprint of, oh, this is how you do stuff with your African dad. Like, this is how you, you know, have fun with your African dad. Like, there isn't like a blueprint.
I have fun with your African dad.
Why does that sound like a myth? If I think about it, yeah, I can't remember doing anything lit with my pops. It's only now that man's at an age where I do certain things. Like, for example, when I used to say, oh, dad, could you come football with me? And I remember my dad said to me, I know a footballer when I see one.
You are not that.
You are not him.
Yeah. Jesus.
And I remember, like, I'll never forget, yeah? So we were playing football, right? I was playing football. And I was like to my dad, because I was living in Birmingham at the time, and I was like, Charlton, they're doing trials. He goes, you're not going to make it. Like, straight to the point.
You're wasting my time.
But that's the thing, though. That's how they were raised.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, coming to this country, it's a different ballgame. You've got to be a bit nicer. And they don't know that.
Your friends, they're like, bro, you've been abused.
No. Your white friends will be like, you should tell school about that. You know? Miss Arndale will actually help you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, shit, man. If I call them, I might not make it.
You're dead. They're flying you back to the motherland.
I know a footballer when I see one.
Hey, so I remember my boy, yeah, so he was proper bad in school, innit, yeah? And then he said to me, he goes, oh, yeah, my mum's taking me on holiday to Nigeria.
Oh, no.
And I said to him, I said to him, you ain't come back. You're gone. And I remember, like, he did a like farewell, goes, all right, guys, I'll be back in 6 weeks. 2 years.
No, you know,
Two years. We didn't see homeboy.
Man.
That happened to me, though. But I was, my one was, what, 2 weeks? I got told I was going for 2 weeks. Mm. 2 weeks comes, no one's updating me on anything like that. I was like, yo, let's go. And then I'm like, I'll go to my dad. I'll be like, yo, when am I going? Sit down, it's time for us to have a talk.
Ugh.
And then, oh yeah, when he says time for us to have a talk.
Next week,
bro, from January to July, I was nowhere to be seen.
Wow.
I've only been threatened with it a few times, yeah. But I've never got to that point. Now, I was very close, especially when I failed my AS.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that was mad.
How bad you doing AS?
Bro, I got C, D, F, and U.
Okay, so you might, okay.
So you got Sudufu.
Sudufu.
Yeah. He got a Sudufu.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Orphanic.
Yeah, Orphanic.
Bro. First of all, I didn't even know you could get you, bro.
What? That's unclassified.
That's, bro. That's ungradable. Ungradable.
Yeah,
bro looked at my paper and said, no.
I can't do this shit.
I had to read this. Bro, that U is insane.
No, U is unreal.
Crazy, man.
And why U? Why not? Why did they pick U?
No, because F.
W might make sense. What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
I guess F is like, oh, you tried, but fuck. Fucking hell.
Ain't there a G as well? You can get a G, right? You can get a G, right?
No,
yeah, tell that's goddamn.
That's
goddamn.
Goddamn.
That's goddamn.
Sorry, so F is fuck off.
Fuck yeah. And he was like, you shit. But obviously, KSI, knowledge, strength, integrity.
Mm.
All right. Now, before we rename you.
Rename?
Not even rename. Okay, like KSI. Now, obviously, you made that name years ago.
Yeah.
How long ago was it? Give me a number.
Oh, man, it's probably 10 plus years.
Okay, goddamn it. All right, so now. Do you still live by those words? Or could you, if you could change it, what would it be? Because you know, knowledge, strength, integrity, there's more things in the world.
Where's patience?
I think KSIP.
I think with knowledge.
KSIP.
Yeah. Well, knowledge, I could definitely do better at.
Mm.
When
you mean knowledge, what do you mean as a knowledge?
Well,
like general knowledge?
Smart, innit? Like my general knowledge stinks.
Yeah. So you lied.
So what knowledge? When you put knowledge in a name, what did that knowledge represent?
Well, I mean, I think there was a time where I was doing pretty well at Trivial Pursuit.
Fucking hell.
So I feel like, you know
I'm
what?
I'm thinking he's going to say school.
Yeah.
He said Trivial Pursuit.
But I would slap man on Trivial Pursuit, Mel.
Yeah.
I was on a madness. And obviously over the years, it's kind of...
It's gone back now.
You forget shit.
Yeah, of course.
It's the arthritis.
Strength?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because look, this one here.
This one here. Strength.
Well, you are strong.
No, deadlift. I did a good deadlift the other day.
No, you're actually strong.
Yeah, you
are strong.
Yeah.
So, what's your deadlift?
Handled when I wrestled Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
No, I can't lie. You genuinely couldn't lift up his body.
Bro.
Yeah.
I suffered. It's crazy. Bro, it's like half my weight.
Yeah.
And he was throwing me like a ragdoll. Like it was nothing.
Can I ask you a question? How bad, generally, how bad is a leg kick? I've never had one before. Be honest with me, please.
He knows how to kick. As in like, he knows where to aim. So he...
Ain't it just your calf?
Nah, but it's like... Like, no, it's a thigh. But he's like, he knows where
the nervous
pressure point is to just dead your leg. Yeah, bro. He knows how to just...
So even a little, tap.
And then you're there like, bro, what? And I'm on the floor and I can't, well, I can't move my leg. It's wild. Yeah. And you know, you look online and you're like, oh, bro, he didn't even kick him properly. Yeah. Like that ain't nothing.
Yeah, he tapped you. Like bro, when I was looking, I was like, is he
hit right there?
Bro,
what, that just resets everything.
Bro, turned off. Yeah. Bro, you know the static on the leg? That's what my leg looked like. It was just static the whole time. Bro,
you know what's so weird? When you're around someone and you know that they can fuck you up.
Bro.
It's so humbling.
Well, that's what, bro, I know if I ever get into a fight, I see a guy just go on the floor doing this shit.
Yeah. Okay, run.
No, run. Do not waste your fucking time, bro.
I'm doing this.
No. Don't even do, bro, are you mad?
Yeah, you do that, bro.
You end up like this. Yeah. It's mad, bro.
Yeah, myth.
Don't even go near him. Run.
If you could learn one fighting style and be a master at it, what would it be?
Oh, jiu-jitsu, man.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu.
Ain't that the ground joints?
That's when they go.
So you don't think a really good boxer, like an A-list boss, like a really, really good boxer can beat a really good jiu-jitsu guy?
Well,
depends.
Of course.
Because you'd have to get me down.
Yeah. But then what if I just jump for your legs?
What if I swing for you while you're jumping for me?
Yeah, but like.
But they've got more, they're more agile. No,
think of it like this.
There we go.
Now, imagine the guy just goes.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight down to your legs.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to punch that?
Okay, are you okay?
Are you good?
Are you good?
Yeah,
sorry.
That was G-Force.
I just want to make sure you're not
hurt. I think, can you hear that? I think the couch is crying. They got a full on knowledge.
I'm so quick, I'm picking you, man.
Please.
Oh, all right, cool. Integrity. Well, you have integrity.
So integrity, I feel like I do have integrity.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
I'll give you that.
I'd say early on, like in my career, my integrity wavered a little. Mm. But you know, at the start of everyone's career, you got to do things that you don't want to do.
All right. Obviously, you do YouTube, you do music, you do boxing, so much more. If you could pick, sorry, Darkest Bro. sorry. If you could pick a KSI Dream Team from these categories, UK YouTubers.
Dream team.
Yeah, so you have to pick three from each category.
Three. UK YouTubers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put Nico.
Yeah.
Nico up there.
Yeah.
I think he's been killing it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was a period, I think it was last year or this year, I don't know, where I'd said he was washed.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Bro.
He was on drugs out there.
He took it so seriously.
No, but Nico didn't play.
But the thing is, I was joking. But like, I feel like with me, you can't tell if I'm trolling or not.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to maybe make it more obvious.
Yeah.
But bro, he took it so to heart. And like, I remember I asked him like, oh bro, can I have some of your shades? And well, all he did in the DMs was sent me the clip of him saying, of me saying that he was washed.
But you got to remember.
I was like, bro, what?
Fair play. Do you know what though?
Are you mad? What's wrong with you, bro? I've literally done shit with you for years. Like recording videos with you for years. Why is
it? But you called him washed though.
But look at his channel, it's not washed.
You called it. Do you know what it is? If it came from anyone else, I don't think it would penetrate.
Yeah.
But because you are some... Yeah, okay, pause. I'm so sorry.
Why for that?
Yeah, I know.
Can I get a yellow card?
That's just a warning.
Yeah,
it's a warning. So it's caution. A warning. Yeah, because you can speak English.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. And that was a good word.
Just don't look a man in the eye and say penetrate.
Anywho, I think because of who you are, the fact that he's been watching you from a young age, you've worked together, for you to call him wash, it probably hit.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm there like, bro, like, people actually give a shit about what I'm saying. But I just sometimes just forget. Don't give me that.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. Because, bro, like, I'm still me. I'm just a normal guy.
Okay.
Obviously, everyone just sees me as, oh, KSI, whatever. But like,
that one time for me?
No. Okay, first of all.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Okay, first of all,
please.
I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't want to ever see that again, please.
No, I'm saying.
No, but on the real, I'm there like, oh, like, I just said it like, oh, his washhole. And he just took it. Oh, I was like, damn. And I just, yeah, from then on, I was like, I really need to be
careful.
Okay,
can I ask you a question? Okay, let's not be naive for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, do you accept the fact that you are a lot of man's inspiration for starting YouTube?
Yes, yeah. No.
So, of course, what you say will affect what you do.
This is where the knowledge is gone.
Yeah, this is...
This is where it's gone. Now you know where it's gone. All right, so we've got Nicola Milano.
Okay. I'm going to say Max Fosh.
Yes.
I met him, you know. Top hilarious.
Yeah, what a guy.
He's hilarious.
And he can play football as well.
Yeah. And he wears glasses.
His name's Max Fosh.
And he's white.
Yeah, he is. And he's got brown hair.
Right, and he comes from the Fosh family.
And he has a Uno reverse card at all times.
And he has two sisters and one brother.
Okay. You made that up.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I was like, ain't no way you know that.
No, never.
That's wrong.
We didn't get that deep into it. But yeah, go on.
And last but not least, because I don't want to just be like, Sidemen or Beta Squad.
They're a group.
I want to be like...
Individuals
who are actually like putting in the work. Yes, and sir. I'm going to say Chris MD.
I just want to say, Chris MD.
Did you think he was gonna say no?
Come on, but would I ever?
Come on, man.
That's the thing, though. You said no way. You didn't have to say no way. You could have said nah.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
You still gotta
keep grinding. Yeah. Okay. Consistency and everything.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. But I think it's true.
I mean, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
But it's am I wrong or am I right?
Okay, so what if it was three black bold brothers you had to pick? Who would be in there, JJ?
I just say his name.
I guess it would be you.
Yeah, he's made it. All right,
next one.
All right, go on. You did the next one.
All right. All right, the next one is... Sorry, fucking wrong. Next one is US YouTubers.
US YouTubers. I mean, do you count Speed as a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I know, but he's a streamer, really.
He's a streamer first. YouTube.
Fine, I'll put Speed.
Yeah.
Speed, well, I think it's easier than Speed, Kai. And then third spot. Oh, man, it could...
You named two streamers.
No. But
I'm joking, to be fair, you can be more than
I'm going
to
say DDG.
Yeah.
I think he's been on form.
Yeah,
he's been really popping off.
He's just been
riding up for sure.
Yeah.
Riding up for sure?
No,
that's a yellow card.
He's just fair.
Yeah. That was wild. Enough.
Yeah. Boxers.
Boxers. Just US, UK.
Any.
Itoma.
Oof. He's so good, you know.
Bro.
He's just knocking everyone out.
Levels.
You don't know who he is.
Can I at least be part of the conversation?
No, but you see when you go, that means don't have a clue.
No. Yeah.
But he's really good. I'll be
watching
it. Parker.
Woo!
Yes.
What's his first name?
No, which Parker are you talking about?
What's his first name?
Okay. It's not Tony Parker. It's not Tony Parker. That's the, what's it called? That's San Antonio Spurs. There's only one Parker, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you shouted, woo!
Let's hear it.
Go on.
Peter Parker.
Could be Spider-Man.
Man said Peter Parker.
Could be Spider-Man, potentially. What's his first name? Hey, Parker. I know Parker.
You do?
Parker.
Yeah.
He's got a little gap tooth, like what you used to have. And you. I saw you had a gap tooth.
I still do.
God!
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, genuinely.
Why?
There was something, sorry.
What's the first name?
It's Joseph.
Joseph Parker, I know him. Is he from New Zealand? He is. So my mum's up, I know who Joseph Parker is.
I think so.
He fought AJ time ago, innit?
But he's had a good run since then.
Time ago. AJ won now. I remember, yeah.
So what was
Australian
that?
Australian brother.
What was that? Woo!
I think he's Australian.
I don't know, I just want to be part. Let me just get in. Let me be involved.
No, it's all right, man.
So Joseph Parker, Itoma.
Okay, brother, don't bring something closer to your mouth.
No,
and then you gripped it and then looked at it.
And you went,
and, Yeah, don't, but okay.
Damn, you took the soul out of that, Mike.
Okay.
Nah, okay.
No, you can bring it back to you because we need to hear you.
Just don't suck the mic off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... No,
JJ.
Guys!
JJ, we brought you to this podcast to talk.
Yeah.
I want to get monetized.
Yeah, and just, well, and just
no,
get to
no
know
noises,
you.
No onomatopoeia or anything.
Just, man.
Okay. I'm going to say... I don't want to just... You know what? I'm going to say Vidal.
Yes.
Vidal Riley. See, look, I know who he is.
Good boxer.
I fucking
Last but not least.
Music artist.
Music artist. This is hard. You know why? Because I listen to random music. Like right now,
same.
I'm enjoying Glizzy for real.
Mm. Are you, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, when he said it, I'm just like, are we just going to speed past that? Or are we just gonna...
I'm too childish.
Like, that's his name, though.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a genuine name, Glizzy
for
real.
Yeah, he's an artist.
Oh, fair, I haven't even heard of him.
Yeah.
You heard?
Yeah, I know who Glizzy for real is.
Oh, I ain't heard of him.
Yeah, but it's just, it just went, yeah, anyway. So, why don't you just say who you're listening to right now? It doesn't have to be that top three ever. Okay. It could be the top three artists.
I'm really enjoying Glizzy for real. Nah, it's just... No, but the reason why I like him so much is because, well, it's because he's one of the only rappers that speaks in full or raps in full sentences.
Okay, I hear you. So he's not like cutting off himself.
No, but it's different. I don't know. I just like weird, odd shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just violated.
Yeah.
No. But it's hard though.
It's just different.
Yeah. It's different. But it's different. It goes crazy.
All right. So Glizzy for real.
Why?
No, I can't like that. It's gonna kill me when I watch this back. I'm enjoying Glizzy for real.
Yeah. Glizzy for real.
No, he's hard, man. You gotta listen. Oh my god, man.
Too easy.
I love it.
It's a lot of lone goals.
What, you know, Skepta with Fred again?
Yeah.
I thought that was a hard song as well. But I feel like Skepta's just always been.
Yeah.
I feel like you're telling us your favorite songs, but we're telling you music artists, AJ.
But that's the thing. I don't think I have favorite music artists anymore.
Well, then think.
All right, let me ask you a question. All right, you had the opportunity to go to a festival.
Yes.
And there's three artists that you'd love to see perform.
Yeah, ask it like that.
Dead or alive?
Oh, I mean, Michael Jackson's an obvious one.
No, okay. That's a very good
MJ.
One.
Michael Jackson. I went to see Hans Zimmer. That was really sick. I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I'd do Hans Zimmer again.
Yeah, would you?
You see, on sidecasts, you don't have to worry about any of this.
Yeah, but we're not there.
Because
you're in a black show.
Yeah. You gotta be so careful how you say anything. All right, and then I'd say, Tyler Creator. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was here recently.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's a good show. That is a good show. All right. So. Yeah, I can't lie to you.
There's a lot of on goals there. There's a lot of on goals.
Bro, we should play Glizzy for real. And let me know what you think.
Imagine there was a game called Glizzy
for real. Can we play music?
No, because we actually want to feed our families after this.
Yeah.
And the copyright infringement.
Mm.
He's like independent.
Yeah, maybe another time, JJ.
No, let's do it.
Okay.
No, okay. You go ahead.
No, it's fine.
You go ahead.
Nah,
can we
just explain that we kind of need to...
Can we do it?
Let's just do it and then we'll find out if we can. And then just take it out.
We'll hear it, but they won't.
Yeah. We might do. Let's just give them a go.
Ad break, guys. No, we're whipping.
Well, it's just the build up, man. Intro. Facts. Well,
no, he's in the booth deep. It's
deep.
Yeah. Right, turn it off.
What?
Wait, give him a go.
No. Okay.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Wait, has he, so this is his verse?
This is his verse, bro.
So he's basically chatting to you while the beat's going on. That's what he's doing.
But, bro, it goes nuts. Listen to this bit.
Man said, I used to have hope dreams until I found out there were other ways to score.
You know what that's like? I used to park my car there until I got a ticket. Yeah. I used to eat dinner on my table before I knew about the toilet.
Shout out Glizzy then. Shout out Glizzy for real.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, you are part of the Incredible Sidemen. How much has that been part of
actually, I'm intrigued. Here's a question.
Okay, fuck.
Who's your favorite and who's your least favorite out of Sidemen? Be honest.
All right.
Can we just do favorite? Why not least favorite?
No, we got least favorite. Well,
my favorite.
Well, you want clips. Let's get clips.
Yeah, no. My favorite would be. Oh, it's tough. It is between you and Toby, not just because you're black, yeah?
Okay.
But because I actually have a proper relationship with you guys, right? Least favorite, probably Simon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Just because I can't read him sometimes. Mm. Sometimes he's like, Wagwan, and then sometimes he's not.
Okay, fair.
Whereas Vic, I just know where I stand.
Okay, what? Just... He don't like you.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah, No, I'm chatting shit. No, but it's like, he just doesn't interact. Whereas like Bears and Zerk, like they're all like, cool, if I see them, it's love.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
So with me, excluding you, actually, I'm going to talk about the rest of the group. So it's between Toby and Simon for me. So I'm going to go my favorite because those are the two that I've actually spoke to the most. But I'll probably edge it to Toby as well.
Yeah.
And my least favorite, it's not because I don't like this guy, it's just because I think he's the only member who I've even said hello to yet, Vic as well.
Fair.
So Vic, me and him, we've seen each other. So we've looked at each other. He's given me eye contact and hasn't blinked and then carried on walking. Like we've seen each other at matches, the hotel lobbies in Qatar, we're chilling, like, get me? So we looked, was he in Qatar? He was in Qatar, right?
He was,
just to make sure. This is what I'm saying, we never spoke. So we looked at each other and he walked past me. He took a deep breath at me once. I think that's the closest we've come to talking. So he did look at me once and go,
maybe next year. You might get one next year.
Yeah, definitely. So if he says hi maybe one of these days, then inshallah, maybe we can get to know each other and maybe he can move up the ranks.
Vic or Simon. But again, not nothing personal.
No,
it's nothing personal. It's interaction based.
Yeah.
Josh smiled at me once.
Josh is actually very funny.
Yeah, no, he's a good bro.
Very funny.
He means well. Good heart.
Since he got his teeth done as well, it's good. I like the new.
It was a good change.
It was good.
Because some people make that change, and it's just like, yo, you got a piano, man.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? But that's not the case for him.
And Bez doing well in the gym.
Yeah. Shaved his head. Did he shave his head? He did shave his head.
Yeah. That skinhead energy.
I don't feel alone anymore.
Oh, do you know? I think no. Do you know who actually might be my favorite?
What?
It might be Harry. You know.
Yeah.
I think Harry is my favorite.
Okay.
Because he genuinely doesn't give a shit about anyone. And that's the type of energy you need to have.
Yeah.
He's just here to do his job and go about his business.
And he's
super. I remember seeing him in Shoreditch one time walking with a backpack. And I was like, you know who the fuck you are? He's just like, yeah, man. Yeah,
he does that a lot. Or just ride bikes.
He might be my favorite.
He's
a wild card, man. You need someone like that.
But all right, we'll move on from Sidemen. So obviously you recently just performed Summertime Ball. How did you find that?
Yeah, it was calm. Just had fun, enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people go, why aren't you nervous? Like, there's so many people. And I'm just there like, I don't know. I've had so many, like, high-stakes situations that, in terms of stuff like that, I'm kind of dead inside.
Fucking hell.
What?
That's a bit morbid.
Okay.
No, it's not. But it's in, like, to the point where I'm not scared.
Yeah, then say that.
Okay,
then.
That doesn't mean dead inside.
Oh, okay,
though.
Fair. What the hell? Okay, maybe I'll wind up with
this. What's the knowledge? Yeah.
Clearly, confidence shouldn't be in KSI.
Don't add that in.
Because apparently, that's just not a word that exists.
Basically, there's a corpse in there.
Yeah.
He said, my organs don't work.
Yeah, I'm apparently, what the? Just say you're confident. Man said, I'm dead inside. Fuck. Kind of just. You go. Yeah,
okay,
you go.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was good. It, like, obviously, people were having a good time. You know, it's getting people to jump around and everything. And, you know, I always love performing. I always give my all. You know, I always love that energy because I definitely feel like when the energy is high and, like, everyone's giving good energy, it boosts me even more.
Yeah.
And then I'm like just there. You know what I mean? It just rejuvenates me even more. And I,
no, it's more of a...
And the more energy, I just keep transforming. And then eventually I'm in Ultra Instinct and then I'm just...
Do you know what Ultra Instinct is?
Flying
Instinct
through.
Instinct has an ultra aspect.
But you don't watch Dragon Ball Super.
That's what it is, bro. But... Yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right. Well, I want to ask a question now because since we started speaking about anime,
I can't
rank your top three animes.
Top three.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say Solo Leveling.
Okay.
Fair number one. I'm not angry at that.
I was actually very impressed with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
I thought that was a big banger, especially at the end with the whole twist and everything.
Yeah.
It was very good. And then last but not least. I'm gonna have to just say Dragon Ball, really.
Yeah.
You good?
Hey, I'm good, I'm good. Let me just fix my shirt. I don't know.
I don't rate One Piece.
Okay, whoa! Brother, I'd rather you say suck your mum. Honestly, like that.
No, I don't rate it, man.
What do you mean? Okay, fine.
I don't rate Naruto.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Take that away.
I finished Naruto, but I don't like it.
Have
you watched One Piece?
I watched a bit and I just got bored.
How many episodes?
I watched like a few. Like three.
Yeah. Is that come out of 1,000 episodes? Come, do you need to have? Yeah, if you watch at least 100 to 200 episodes, you will not tell me it's dead.
I did the same with what was it? Not Lord of the Rings, the other one that's like it. What's that
Hunter
show?
Hunter.
No, it's not anime. It's
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I watched a few episodes of that and I was like, nah, dead.
Yeah, you ain't got the knowledge and
integrity. Yeah, no, you don't have the. I don't think you have the pit. Your episode one needs to grab you, innit?
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah.
The Boys.
Incredible.
You're trying to say incredible?
I watched that. I was in instantly. It caught me, bro.
What caught you? What bit caught you? Is it the bit where he's chilling with his girl?
Chilling with his girl. Blood everywhere.
Yeah, I said,
I'm in, bro.
Okay, you're locked in.
Or Invincible.
Invincible,
right.
Very good.
Right at the end.
It's very good.
That might be
an amazing show.
The greatest animated show ever.
Yeah. I like the darkness about it.
I'm sick and tired of shows being like, oh yeah, just, it gets good on the last episode of the season.
Don't tease you, basically.
Nah, man.
Don't be teased.
Capture me in the first instant.
I like that, to be fair. Makes sense.
Else I ain't wasting my time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Facts.
Let them know, though.
Bro, I need that. Bro, give me, you want retention? I'll give you the retention, but give me what I need at the beginning, and then I got you. I'm all the way.
Okay.
Simple.
Okay. I like that.
I like that.
He literally described how I watch this. I'm an episode one guy as well.
Yeah.
But you guys, I think it's because I started watching One Piece when I was 14.
So I had a lot of time
in my hands.
Yeah, so some people might say the same for Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Z, though,
I stopped watching it when Goku and Frieza were fighting for 6 years.
The first the second saga of the flipping.
Brother, okay, one thing, Dragon Ball Z, I think is an incredible anime, right?
Yeah.
The talking is a madness.
Yeah.
They chat for time. Like, Rock, let's fight, bro. I know I'm the strongest.
Well, they do that, and then
there's a lot of scrapping.
They fight a little bit. And then they go, rah, I didn't realize you were that strong.
Duh.
Then they fight a bit more and they're like, oh, okay.
And they always stop having a conversation.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
All right, watch, I got another
Why does that take 16 episodes?
Well, it's just because it's showing you how powerful these two characters are. And obviously it takes time to build that and makes you really feel the gravity of the situation.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
He's got shares.
You need to be.
I just clocked it.
You need to connect.
I know when I see a promotion.
Have you watched Demon Slayer?
I have watched bits of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy, he's missed the bits.
No, he ain't got time for it. Obviously, you have surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Oh, thank you. Incredible.
That is amazing. As someone that started music after they started YouTube, well, how does that feel to be able to say, I'm going to do something and then do it to that extent?
I mean, it's hard. Mm. For me, it's hard because...
I don't want to.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to. Yeah. You can't tell me to do something. That's a bit crazy. Anyway, as you're saying.
It's hard because you have an audience or a bunch of people who hate the idea of a YouTuber doing something else.
Yeah.
They're like, you do YouTube, do that, that's it, stay in that lane. So when a guy wants to, or girl wants to do more than just YouTube, it kind of pisses people off and annoys them and angers them. And then you have to fight that for a while, months, years, to eventually get to a point where they go, oh, fine. Screw it, you know, you can do music, fair. Like, you've got the credentials, you've got the stats, you know, you're popping off. You make good music, fuck, fine. Yeah, but you can, it's one of the ones where, like, people just have to accept it. Yeah. It's just what it is. So, you know, like, with the amount of, you know, number one albums I've had, top five singles I've had, you know, it gets to the point where the stats just do all the talking and,
yeah,
you know, there's not much that can be said. So, you know, for me now, I'm just working on the album to try and, you know, release more music.
Should we talk about the song that we, oh shit, shouldn't have said it.
Oh, what? Hmm? What?
I thought we was going to announce our song together.
Oh, no, bro, no, chill out.
No, we don't need to do that.
We don't need to do that.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah. But I might have passed.
I think we would, yeah, I think maybe.
We would, yeah. Just the intro.
Yeah, just maybe.
Just give me some points.
Yeah.
On the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I won't even rap too much. Just let me gas you up.
Just think of it.
Okay.
Like, y'all ain't ready.
Yeah.
Them ones.
Yeah, fair.
You know what I want to say though, yeah? I was one of the first people to ever hear Thick of It with you and Trippie Redd, yeah?
Let me guess, you said it was ass?
No. Remember I was there at the Miss, was it in Dublin or Leeds?
Dublin.
And
yes.
On God, I loved the song straight away. I really liked it.
Oh, it's it.
Because it was like it's different. And it's more understanding. But I don't get why people hate the song.
Okay.
Or fake hate the song.
So I know why. So right now, it's trendy to hate on me.
Yeah.
So there was a period where it was trendy to love me. Mm. And like, I'd hardly ever get any hate. And I was like, it was quite annoying. Mm. Like, I was like, why can't I find people to hate me? It's like boring. Like, I'm just getting so much love all the time. Now it's flipped. Now it's just hate. So obviously, it's... Now I'm there like, bro, someone love me, please. Yeah. But it's...
someone love me, please.
Yeah.
It's Pete.
That song is too genuine. That song is
genuine. Like, he's at home. I know,
that is
love.
So dumb.
It was Lunchly situation, bro. Lunchly plus Dan TDM created this mayhem of hate. At that point, everyone's like, boom, switch.
Even my mom hates you.
Yeah.
I'm chatting shit.
Hates him. Bro.
I'm chatting shit.
That's it, hates you. Not even a song, just you. That's on you. I'm in the thick of, I hate him.
I hate him. I want him dead.
Can I tell you what thick of it is? What's beautiful about it is, it grows on you if you're a specific kind of person.
Yeah.
So when I first heard it, I didn't like it.
Yeah, fair.
So I'm like, when I heard from the screen, I was like, nah, JJ, man. Then like, you hear it in like stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then I played it once in my car because I listened to YouTube music. So it came on random. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm just there bopping my head to it. Next minute, I'm not listening to it for like an hour. I'm in the gym. I'm just like, from the screen to the ring, to the pen, to the bench. Oh, fuck, he got me.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm like, he got me. Ever since then, I was like, yeah, there's actually a decent song. Yeah. I just kept saying it. It's catchy. It kind of grabs you. It's a creeper. That's what I call it. It's a creeper. Yeah. Creeps up on you.
Well, it's I think, one of my most popular songs.
Yeah.
The most popular song.
But that's because of the hate it got more than the love.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It got a lot of hate.
Like, let me hear what everyone's talking about.
Yeah. But,
whoa. And this is how the story. I know, I'm not gonna lie, I love that song. All right, so one thing which I think is, on a mainstream thing, I think it's a massive thing for you, is that you being a judge on Britain's Got Talent, right? Which is genuinely incredible,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
And we show love here, man.
And I feel like you've cemented your place there, like you are an integral part of that, but for you it's a different
ballgame. Well, already.
Yeah, I think you have. I think people are watching it more now because you're there as well. And I think TV do a great job of having, you know, the standout people that have been there for years, but also bringing in someone that is someone that can adjust very quickly.
Yeah.
How has that been for you in terms of, you know, it's something different. It is mainstream television. And do you feel like you've been accepted into that world as well?
Oh, no, I definitely feel like I got accepted really quickly.
Yeah.
They were so accommodating. They were so nice. Everyone was just blessed. And they were very excited to have me there.
Yeah.
Like, way more than I thought they'd be. Like, they were... Like, first of all, the social team were like, oh my God, finally someone who gets social, like social media. And they were like, yes. And like, they saw how easy I was doing everything and how easy I'm able to adapt to things. And they were like, oh my God, this is just a dream. And everyone kept saying like, I'm a dream to work with. Like, and is that, that's just how I am. Like, you know, I've been doing it for a very long time. I've, you know, dipped in and out of TV. So I wasn't there like, oh, this is new to me. I was there like, oh, I feel very comfortable here. And, you know, I think for me, especially on TV and stuff like that, I think people were very surprised at how just myself I am. Like, I'm not there trying to be like, oh, how's this going to make me look on TV? I'm there like, oh, I'm just going to say how I feel. So if I saw someone and they were ass, I'll just tell them they're ass.
Okay, maybe not those words.
No, 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 but no, obviously you can't say ass TV, but like...
Can you not?
I mean, it's borderline.
Surely ass is... You should let that one slip in there.
Yeah,
let it slip in there.
No, you can just say you're not good.
Well, yeah, no, but I told them like, there was one person who was doing voiceovers, like for certain characters. Bro, I was like, I don't know who you're trying to voice. Bro, like, I was there like, if you didn't have a screen behind you showing the characters, I wouldn't know. I was like, bro, you came all this way and I thought this was terrible. And bro, you could see in his face, he wanted to cry.
But that's what you've got to do.
But I'm there like, bro, game's the game. Like, you know, I know I'm probably going to get some people online being like, oh, you have no right to be a BGT judge. You don't have any talent, whatever, da, 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 da. And then obviously someone puts in the replies, like all the credentials.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, fair enough. But, you know, sometimes, especially on TV, a lot of people like to sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone that's come from the internet, I know people who have just been raw in your face, tell you how it is. And that's why I've been brought up with. And that's how I feel like I need to be on TV as well. Just say how it is. If something is great, I'll give it all its praises. But if something isn't good or it's just mid, then I'm going to say how it is. And I feel like a lot of times TV loses that.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to look at it because also if you're...
I'll just be like, oh, no.
Then it's not meant... It's not meant to do it.
Yeah, because I can't be a judge.
I think that show, essentially, that is what that show has been.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, if you look at the Simon Cowells, you've seen X Factor, you've seen Pop Idol, this is what it was.
Yeah.
In the early stages, they do it to get the funny people so we can laugh.
Yeah.
Then it starts to get serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when it gets serious, you're dealing with talent. And I think that's a good balance to have. Like, get out all of the rubbish. Because if I went there and I started trying to sing, I wouldn't expect to win because I can't sing.
Yeah.
Some people are delusional to think that they can sing.
Yeah. Because one person told them.
Because one person told them.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is until it isn't.
Can you sing?
Absolutely not.
Oh, fine.
Give it a try.
I think what we should do, because everyone wants to do this, I think we should all try and sing together.
Oh, well, let's do it one by one.
No, one by one.
What's that? Pretty good.
Was that all right for you?
I came in the game, me and my people. I said, now we on Odom Bowl. He's a snitch because he told him fold. I can't wait to go to the gym after this bitch. Oh my God, I think I parked my car next to a ditch. I'm saying I know I got a ticket. And the girl, she got a picket.
What'd you think?
You know what? You definitely did vocals.
There was some.
You did vocals on the mic.
Yeah.
I can't sing, but I can rap though.
Okay.
I crack code.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in the day, I used to move with the Mac though.
Oh,
not a laptop. Mm. That's a fat cock in her mouth. Now she looking at me. That's why.
KSI, I don't care about your figure. How you create a group and only add two niggas?
Oh,
two triggers.
Two triggers.
Okay.
Help me out, nigga. I ain't got nothing else.
That nigga got a bandana covering his five head.
Yes, he does. I went in the toilet, but I didn't know where the sink is. This nigga ain't in his prime, but his drink is.
See? Hold on, that was deep. Come on, man.
He came on a podcast, and that's Big Drip.
Yeah.
If he keep chatting shit, I'm going to knock that nigga out on Misfits.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nigga, if I zerka this bazinga, your Toby going to jizzle.
But if I hit you with this Vic Star,
yeah,
your mom going to have to come and get you in a hurry.
Well, I pull up with that road too short.
Oh,
I don't want no more.
Nigga, I got a splinter.
Yes,
no,
you
got a splinter.
Yes, I do.
If you see me with my mini Mac, I'm going to hit you with this mini Minta.
Oh. What's going on?
All right, man. I want to ask you a question, JJ, quickly.
Yeah.
You've had an incredible career from boxing to everything, right? We ain't got to sit here and talk about it because we're not blazing.
Yeah, because we've heard it several times.
You've obviously had so many new endeavors.
Yes.
CEO of Misfits.
Yeah.
Do I want to say director of Baller League or?
President.
All right.
So just before we move on, what was your thoughts on
No, SCS smashed it.
Yeah. I know they did.
No. But I mean, obviously, you know, SCS had haters, but.
Can I ask a question? Why do you think that is? No, genuinely, why? Like, you know, it's watching it, Sharky wasn't really arrogant manager.
No, I think because Sharky's confident. Bro, people.
Why do people hate that?
People hate confident people. It's because, I don't know, maybe it's like a reflection of themselves. Like, oh, they're not able to be as confident as that person. So they're like, fuck that guy for being confident, thinking he's the shit. Like, I hope he fails.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you think that makes like the environment shit or do you think it makes the competition better?
I love it. I think the competition is better with that. Bro. Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's right or wrong.
Bro, with Ginge, with his confidence and his shit talking and all that, loved it.
Yeah.
With Sharky, him, you know, going back doing this with Maya and all of that, I loved it. Bro, I loved it. Yeah. I'm that type of guy.
Yeah.
I want the conflict. I want the shit, the drama and all of that, bro.
Yeah.
I buy into it. So
I makes thought, you want to watch it.
Yeah, bro, exactly.
Yeah, it makes you want to watch it.
Like, and bro, like every week, every Monday, I was there like, bro, this is insane. Because when we first started with Baller League, no one really knew what it was. Everyone was like, oh, give it a go, see what it is. First week, everyone's there like, oh shit, this is sick. We're getting goals, game changers making things entertaining. And then the managers as well are going off at each other, bro. Sick, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, and that's what I mean. And like, I just thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
I think I saw every manager get into a little something.
No, I loved it.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Everyone had their little.
People are passionate. Yeah. Shows people give a shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's quite hard to find things that people care about.
Yeah,
in
definitely.
This industry, especially. So, yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And, you know, fair play to Sharky.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, it's. I know, as a president, obviously, I just want as much drama as possible.
Mm.
Obviously, with Felix, he's more of the. He just wants great football.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm there like, I want football, but drama as well.
Yeah.
Add that together.
Drama is what brings this.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
It brings us running onto the pitch.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, onto the pitch.
Exactly. So.
All of those things that we mentioned, right? Mm. What would you say is your top three achievements that you have had in your career?
Top three achievements? I mean, I think number one.
You can exclude this, by the way. I mean,
because
it's not going to be.
Yeah. Ain't no way.
Let's just.
No way this is anywhere near, bro.
Okay, a simple yes, okay, doc.
You
so
asked me
it.
To do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
So why would this be an achievement for me?
No, because what you said before when we was recording about how whenever you're on podcast, you never enjoy yourself, but today this is the best you've ever
Are you having a good time?
No, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, okay, then
I'm enjoying this.
Okay, then that's all we care about.
So we'll exclude that just because we don't like.
But I feel like Shits and Gigs was better.
Okay, I think I speak for the whole room. I just simply want to say fuck you, JJ.
That's deserved. That was deserved.
Right. Can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Since, because we want to kind of copy what Shits and Gigs did, right? Can you remove your bandana?
No, but that's, you see.
No, we dead.
They already did it.
We just want to see it.
Old news.
We just want to
see it. Nah, you see, recycled.
No, we just want to see it.
This is why shitting gets better.
We just want to see it.
Because they had you remove your bandana before we did.
You love when men do things.
No, because that was new.
No, but we just want to see it.
Do something new.
We
tell me something else to remove.
No, generally,
okay,
JJ.
Okay,
this is the thing.
Okay, do the rest of the
show. What do you want me to remove?
Topless for the rest of the episode.
Nah, but that's crazy.
You asked for something. You asked for something.
But that's dead though.
Contractually, yeah. Abs. You know, if you go downstairs, yeah, there's someone there for you. All right, cool. No, okay. Top three.
Top three. I think just paying off my parents' debt.
Yeah.
Easy, like that made life so much easier, just knowing that they don't have to like struggle or suffer anymore. Yeah. I'd say me getting 1 million subscribers, yeah, and then I'd say me getting number one album.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd say those three. Huge.
Wow.
Because I'd say especially in today's day and age, it's just so hard, man. Yeah. It is so hard to like do well musically. I mean, I know you've seen the UK top 50 charts, especially on Spotify, but it is very hard to get in there. Mm. Very, very hard. So for me to even be able to get like a number one album from that, sick.
I thought you were going
to
throw a boxing one in there.
I mean, I'm like me being Logan or Joe, et cetera. Like it was good. Or just me selling out O2 and all this. Yeah. But like the thing is, it's like, There's so many, bro. I could go on and on and on. It'd be boring.
Yeah,
like,
it would be.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to play a quick game of In and Out.
Okay.
In or Out.
Shut up.
I'm just telling you what it says.
But I want to say In and Out.
Okay.
Because it's a good food restaurant.
All right, you go then.
But we're going to change it now to a game of In and Out.
Okay.
So we're going to say a trend, personal thing, and JJ can say whether it's in or out.
Cool.
All right.
In 2025.
In 2025, okay. Influencer or boxing?
In.
Okay.
Can I explain why?
No. TikTok music
career. It literally says you can both also give your opinion.
But I don't want to do that right now.
Okay. What kind of dictator are you?
No.
You have different
people. Oh.
Let people have we can't speak.
Oh.
This is a democracy.
Okay.
All right.
Explain why.
All right, I just feel like.
I get what you mean. I don't know why.
Yeah, because I stopped listening 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah. All right. TikTok music careers.
In.
Okay. Can you explain why?
So when I stopped listening,
it was.
Honestly, I think it's but well, yeah, I think it's the eye contact.
I think it was just
before me and him looked at each other.
Before,
that's when I thought. Then I was like, let's not carry on with this.
All right, okay, we're gonna do this.
TikTok music, Chris. Yeah. You can explain yourself.
Go
on. Well, I mean, TikTok is a massive platform.
We all fucking know that.
Yes, and then with the music career from it. I mean, people will naturally see talented people.
We wanted you to explain something different, and you just told us what we all know. So we're just going to move to
the next
one.
Well, but it's true. It's in.
All right. YouTube apology videos.
I'd say that's out.
Yeah.
I think nowadays, if you just don't respond.
And just crack on.
It's fine.
Don't you think it depends on what you did? Like, I think some things deserve an apology, and some things maybe just like you let it kind of float up in the air and disappear.
No, I think if you just continue and keep it moving, people be like, hey, yo, you got to respond to this. And if you keep it going,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I agree with you.
NFTs.
Oh, out.
I'm not even sure what they are. You know?
Nah, bro, scam. They're
things you don't want to be a part of.
Scam, bro, scam.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Oh, first.
Fake beef for promo.
I mean, I've never really been into fake beef. I feel like all my beef has always been real.
So you and Joe Weller, was that real?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was fake, innit?
You're lying.
I thought that was all just her, because you know, first YouTube boxing match, I thought this is great marketing.
Bro.
You lot genuinely hate each other.
Yes.
Is that ended
like, we're blessed. No, that ended now. We're like we're blessed. Well, me and him are good friends now. But at the time, bro, we hated each other. It was bad. Yeah. Like, a lot of people might not remember, or maybe people do remember, but like, we were going at it. Bro, we used to fight in car parks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that was real.
Flipping hell.
Fight in car parks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Meet up at 3 p.m. Bring a camera.
What? There was no camera, though.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right, YouTube clip farming.
It's definitely in. It's definitely in. And I think it's very important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people's attention is probably the most valuable currency in today's day and age in our industry. And being able to be in as many people's eyes as possible helps a lot. And clip farming is a great way of doing it.
Clip farming, is that where you just essentially just clip stuff?
Non-stop.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So, like, there'll be a few clips of
this. We're going to get off.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, this is what you want, because then people be like, oh, I didn't even know this podcast was the thing.
Mm. Okay, you know what it is? This brings me back to our
podcast. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It is the thief of joy.
So I'm not going to let him steal my joy.
You know what you need to do?
Because I'm happy with this platform.
You just, it's calm.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
We've stolen enough
room. No, you guys, it's been going for how long?
2 months. 2 months.
So early days.
Yeah.
You know, you're just out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not going to be in the Premier League.
Yeah, but you know your words sometimes. They kind of like, it's not a stab, but it's like a slice and like a, You get me?
What league would you say you're in right now?
We are in...
I think we're top 4 in the Championship.
Yeah.
We're not in the Premier League.
No, we're not.
We're not in the Premier League.
We're not there.
There's 20 teams in the, Premier League.
We're going to get automatic promotion.
So where would you say we are?
Conference.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
no. No, bro.
I'm not taking that. There's no way I'm God's green.
No way I'm God's green.
No, but it's good. No, but you've got good backing. Okay? You've got, you know, a good chairman who's ready to make sure you guys fly to the top.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, you just gotta work hard, keep it going, and then you get promoted.
And then naturally,
you know, promoted again. Back to back promotions.
Hope, yeah, I hope you get arthritis in that knees as well. Yeah. Because this is not enough for me. This is not enough. I need both of these.
Look, you got star player right here.
Mm.
You got
a
star player.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help boost you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get you to the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you just go from there.
All right, so we just hit 100K subs, yeah?
You're going to pull a muscle one of these days. Yeah? And it's going to be brief. It's not going to be like a brief pain.
Yeah.
Remember Darkest, innit? Yeah. Just remember. Right, just
remember. About to judge on me.
Oh, shit.
Judge on me.
Oh, Darkest. Yeah, listen.
Man's about to make a doll me.
Yeah.
My right knee.
Street interviews.
Street interviews. I'd say mid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's in or out. It's kind of just there. It's always been there. Mm. Like, it has waves, but, you know, some interesting things come out of it. Obviously,
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
Came from that. So, yeah, just.
Wasn't that a bit of like a what the just happened, like, because she built a whole platform from there, you know? And I was just like, raw, okay, cool.
First. Yeah, yeah, but it's,
I think, she is funny though.
But I think it's also crazy how they bigged her up and everything, and people instantly latched on to rinse her of all her fame and glory and then just toss her out after.
Too easy.
It was.
I mean, it's too easy. I don't want to attack that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let the man explain.
We are bigger than that.
We are.
Mm. Okay. Saying Riz on ironic.
Bro, okay, what you want to do is just take it.
Yeah,
bro.
Do you want me to do it?
Unironically.
Unironically,
yeah.
Yeah.
Saying Riz unironically.
That's out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think if anyone goes, I'm about to Riz this girl real quick.
Yeah.
I'd slap him, bro.
Oh, shit.
Just get out my face.
Okay, cool. That was a proper African slap.
Yeah, that was a...
Yeah, your hands are tough.
Yeah. What
the fuck?
You got sandpaper hands.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, that one. Why can't I feel it?
Yeah, I can feel it. That's PTSD.
Well, I mean, it's true. Am I right?
Maybe not slap. No, but I'll look at
it. Might, what? When was the last time you said, oh, I'm going to Riz this
I've
girl?
I've never used that word.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. I just say game. I still use game.
Yeah. I'm going to chat to this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm gonna sauce her up.
Yo, I might actually.
Yeah,
no, please.
Yeah,
please. No, stay.
I might have to leave after
that. Please.
All right, cool. We got two more, so stay.
Are we almost done? Yeah, let's.
No, you put that. No, just chill for a second, please.
All right,
Sidemen football matches.
In. I mean, we saw that one.
Last question, how come I ain't played again?
You know why?
Be honest with me.
Because you're washed. Yeah, man.
Seems like an off-camera conversation. But you guys go ahead.
But there's still time for you, bro. Like I said, this is why I'm here, man. Because I believe in you. And I know you have the potential to be one of the greatest YouTubers in this world.
So yeah, I've been Harry Pinero. This has been Darkest Man, and we've been joined by KSI.
But speak to me.
It's a good, you know.
Okay.
Do you think you deserve to be in the latest Simon Cherry match?
Look, if I'm being honest.
Be honest. Let's be honest.
There we go. Since we played, was the best Sidemen match, in my opinion.
Okay.
You've obviously gone and done Wembley.
Yes.
And you've done London Stadium. Now, I haven't watched 1 second of those games.
Okay.
And the reason, because it just doesn't feel like what it did when we had speed.
Okay. We still had speed.
We still had speed.
Shit. We had Harry Panera.
Okay. And anyone?
Danny Aarons.
He played. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a black thing.
No.
Oh, I mean,
that's all I wanted to know.
I mean, speed's not red.
Speed's currency is... He's green.
Green as well.
Okay.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, he's green.
No, he's green.
Okay. No, I didn't know, bro. Mm. Yeah, that's fine. Fuck.
No, but like, so we have this thing where we have a list of YouTubers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have a spreadsheet, list of YouTubers, and we all individually rank where we believe they are. As in like, we give them a rating. Mm. 1 to 10. If they deserve to be in the
I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
God, I want to hear this.
So, it came to your name.
My name, yeah.
And, bro, you were low. Yeah, you were low. We were like, a few years ago, bro, mental. Mm. I was like, this guy on form. Mm. And yeah, recently you kind of just, yeah.
I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart. Fuck Sidemen and everything they stand for.
Yeah, fair.
I just got to get out of there. Get out of my chest now.
Yeah. Keep going, man.
And keep going. There's two black people in there.
Yeah.
And they're white as well. We're going to have it right.
Yeah. I mean, one of them came in dressed in all white.
He's telling everyone what he wants to be.
I'm happy to know.
You know, collectively, all of you have the personality of one potato.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat.
Yeah.
And, okay. Sure. Yeah. It's good to know that this is where you are. Uh-huh. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That you are an anti-black establishment.
Okay.
And we love that now. Now it's good to get things out in the open.
Yeah.
But no, thank you for that. I just wanted some clarity, you know? And now I've got it and I'm happy about it. Mm-hmm. But with that being said...
No, but honestly, did you... believe you should have been in Simon Cherry.
You know why? That first, because I remember
you watching, fucking stick. Oh, we're conversation. Sorry, sorry, no, you go.
I remember the first.
I was just throwing things in.
Yeah, that's my point. He's gonna back.
I'm gonna back.
I remember the first Cherry match that I played in.
Yeah,
had a great performance.
Yeah,
and I remember the video.
But it's not all about performance.
Okay, so this is the thing. You cut me off one more time.
Okay,
then Misfit Six. And for me, it's like I felt like I had done great. You know. But obviously you're a clout driven company. So I understand what that means. And it's not about the friendships that I thought I had, you know, because there's some people that haven't uploaded in 16 months and they still play.
Say it.
So my point is,
say it.
It's good to know.
We just know who they exist.
Else I'm not going to know. And then we can put them on blast.
We don't need to.
No, we must.
I'm chatting to the director.
Talk to me.
Of Cunty. And, it's just good to know now that we stand.
Tell me.
Oh, JJ, you gotta go. All right. So look, I've been Harry Panero.
Who, bro?
Darkest Man and KSI. Thank you so much.
There's still one more, by the way.
Oh yeah. So okay. Let's just throw this one out there. What do you think of buying followers?
Yeah.
I've been Harry Panero. This has been KSI, and of course my fucking guy, who'll never say anything bad about me. Mm-hmm. Darkest Man.
No, never, bro. You're my guy.
Have you got anything you want to say before we end this?
Honestly, bro, before I came here today.
Yeah, same.
I was like, bro, JJ, lovely guy. I had a great interaction with him. He actually said he's going to come on the pod and I thought, okay, it's not just words. He's here. Oh my God, what a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Now, genuinely, bro, I don't mind jail. I'll put hands, like he thinks we won't
punch.
I'm not above punching people up.
6 years isn't bad.
Yeah, genuinely.
6 years is bad.
Boxer don't teach you how to fight two people at once.
No, no, it doesn't. You know what I mean? And so, I don't think he's done that yet.
Yeah, Joe, I'll break shins.
But pause. Yeah, no, I've enjoyed this. This has been good. I've learned a lot about you today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good. Like, I'm a realist, isn't it?
No, you are.
I'll tell you how Rahman, it is.
That's one thing I can always say. And that's the thing about knowing where you stand. Yeah. But yeah, I think we should end this with, you know.
Should we?
Should we.
It kind of...
Should we, though?
Start it off, nigga.
JJ, it's been a pleasure, but you gotta leave now. That's not your real hair. That's weave now.
What?
You ain't got dreadlocks. You got headlocks.
Okay.
You're a pussy boy. Put you on some dead stock.
Ooh.
Doc is finishing off.
If I leave you in one piece, I'ma start solo leveling.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Because if I write your name in this book, it ain't going to be a death note.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know. It was just too many animes. Yeah. I don't know. It was all fighting in my head.
Yeah. Attack on Titan.
I mean.
Dragon Ball.
I mean, do you want to?
I got my knife on me. Hold me back because I'm a Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that was actually really good. Damn. Oh, shit.
Like Travis Scott, I'm going to go sicko mode.
Oh.
Green head, bald head, but you can call me Piccolo.
Oh.
I see it as well.
I put your sales in the freezer.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Nah, wait.
I'm looking at your head.
I just heard what you
said. Wait, hold on. Wait, what?
It's gone.
Nah, I'm sorry. We go. Yeah, pause on this one. What sells, bro?
I know, sorry. I know. It was just Cassell, Freezer, they were all in
there. Yeah.
You got to force punchline sometimes. It works. There we go, man. Guys, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the Oldenburg Podcast. And yeah,
what the fuck you looking at me and you laughing?
Yeah, you gotta have one.
My girlfriend looked at his head and said, "God damn, there's a margin, boo."
Yeah.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Harry Pinero, Darkest Man, KSI. Big thank you to KSI, our brother.
I said that's a margin, boo.
I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Give us 5 stars on Spotify. Subscribe, of course, to Patreon as well. And we'll see you next time.
Peace. That is so great.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after.
after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.